time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Rod Allen, substituting for Aaron Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. As chairman of the Chamber's Board of Directors, I'm thankful to Lisa Losey for filling in at the Chamber office while Aaron is out of town. You may remember Aaron's comment about the visit we received from EPIC, the Environmental Protection Information Center, back in August. We were wondering what EPIC is doing to protect the environment from greedy large-scale marijuana growers, and the meeting became somewhat contentious after the fellow from EPIC indicated that timber is still a bigger threat to the environment than pot growing. We obviously had some disagreement there. But more recently, we had a presentation from an organization which is on the ground actually doing something about the damage caused by the grows. This is not an environmental group or a nonprofit organization of any kind. Pacific Watersheds Associates is a real business, a team of working scientists and technicians which handles, among other things, erosion and sediment control and restoration and stabilization of damaged property. Geologist Kathy Moley presented an impressive summary of work they have done on location of some former major marijuana growing operations. They come to properties that have unpermitted and often egregious sediment manipulations, grading, and stream bed degradation. In other words, the growers have wrecked the property. PWA's work includes cleaning up, recontouring with heavy equipment, seeding and mulching of ridgetops that have been carelessly graded, stripped, and polluted by the growers. Because marijuana growing itself is unlawful, we can never expect the growers to use lawful practices. We won't be seeing them apply for permits to clear the land, divert the streams, use poisons, dump waste, and generally trash the property they use. Like it or not, legalization is the only path toward environmental regulation of our county's biggest industry, toward getting a handle on the damage being done. Meanwhile, hats off to PWA, Pacific Watershed Associates of McKinleyville, for being part of the solution. And now, for a couple of shameless plugs. Please join us Thursday morning, January 16th, 7:30 at River Lodge for Fortuna's annual State of the City breakfast. Also, be there at River Lodge for our second annual Taste of fundraising event, Fortuna's Favorites, Thursday evening, January 30th, 5:30 to 7:30. Get details on both at fortunachamber.com. I'm Rod, substituting for Aaron with a community comment on KINS.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.